3 o'clock round. What's up, people? So, last night you heard Morales talk about it there. Last night, just... Well, at what point did you say this game is over? How deep into the game were you?
Fourth quarter, they were down 20 about 4 minutes to go.
4 minutes to go.
Yeah.
And you called it.
Yeah. It was. You could tell. Our team was gassed.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said earlier in the show, Phil Jackson called it. It was a schedule loss.
Yeah.
We were up till 3 in the morning the night before and flying home from Utah in a blizzard, and the Clippers have been sitting here for 3 days, and the Clippers own us normally.
Yes.
So if you tip the scales that far the other way, you know, the circumstances need to be pretty good for us to beat them, and they weren't.
So perspective is very important when you look at that game last night. For example, the Lakers were on a back-to-back, second night of a back-to-back. They were playing their fourth game in 6 nights, and the Clippers had 3 days of rest before that game.
Right.
That's what you mean by scheduled loss.
Yeah. And like somebody said to me, or we got a tweet from somebody, this from Jose. Can you explain this? The Lakers faced 11 teams this season who played the Clippers the night before. Clippers faced just 4 teams who played the Lakers the night before. Lakers had the fewest back-to-backs. Clippers had the second most. It changes every year.
Yeah.
This challenge of making the schedule is that, particularly with the Los Angeles teams, is they both play in the same building. So you've got to navigate that as you're making the schedule. Sometimes you're going to, if it was up to me, just up to me alone, if John Ireland was put in charge of the schedule, I would eliminate all back-to-backs. I'd just get rid of them.
Right. Well, that's the smart thing. Get rid of the preseason and then get rid of the back-to-backs.
Start the season 10 days earlier, let it go, you know, 10 days later, and there's your 12 back-to-backs. Lakers had 12 this year. Just get rid of them. But they, you know, everything's revenue. They got to protect the revenue. So sometimes you're going to have more back-to-backs. Sometimes you're going to have less. Sometimes you'll be on the first end. Sometimes you'll be on the second end. It's just... It's a huge puzzle that's kind of hard to solve, and they have to solve it every year.
So the Lakers have 2 games left. They've got Phoenix tomorrow night and then Utah on Sunday, and they're right now the 7 seed, which means they would be in the play.
I think, by the way, that's where they're going to end up. My gut feeling is the Lakers are going to be the 7 and play Memphis. Now, they've got to jump through some hoops in order to get
Memphis
there.
Or New Orleans?
Memphis. Now, New Orleans.
Oh, no, I'm talking. Oh, you're talking about.
I think they're eventually going to be the 7 seed. Now,
play Memphis
to your question, the reason you said New Orleans is they would have to play New Orleans in the play-in game. If they can hold on to their seed right now, their 7 seed, that play-in game would be here. New Orleans and the Lakers have identical records.
Yeah.
But the Lakers beat the Pelicans 3 out of 4 times this year, so they have the tiebreaker. If they fall behind them, they're going to have to get on a plane and go to New Orleans. And if the Lakers were somehow to lose both games, they might have to be a 9 or 10 seed. It wouldn't be 10, it'd be 9. If they fall in the 9 seed, they would have to win 2 games to get in. So these 2 games are critical. Mace, I dare say these 2 games must win.
Yeah, by the way, they can still be the 6 if they win out and the Warriors lose at Sacramento. Possible. Or at Portland on Sunday, not likely. That Sacramento game
Portland
is critical.
Portland just beat Minnesota when they were a 19-point underdog the other day.
They did. So the 6 is still possible, which would put them in a first-round series with Sacramento. So there are a lot of variables working here. So I pay my taxes, John.
Good to know.
I pay them.
I pay a lot of them.
Faithfully. And I don't know who I've got to talk to. But I've got these gigantic, I've got tree roots growing up through my parking area.
Okay.
So they're like big, like mountainous
roots. Right. And under concrete, and it's making the concrete come up.
I scraped my bumper on my car last night.
Okay.
And I'm like, who do I have to talk to about getting this fixed? Do I have to go straight to Karen Bass? Do we have to go straight to Karen Bass, or who do I talk to?
I think you got to take the tree out.
It's a neighbor's tree.
But it's affecting your property.
It is.
I think you go to the neighbors and say...
You got to cut down your tree?
No. You say... This is what I would do.
Okay.
You say, hey, your tree roots are causing me a problem. How would you feel if I, at my expense, we cut down the tree?
Mm.
And see what your neighbor says. And if he fights you on it, then you got to go to the next level. But if your neighbor says... Yeah, I can see why that would be a huge issue. Go ahead. Is it like a big old tree?
It's a big old tree. You cannot believe, like when I say, it's like 2 feet in the air. It's like these rolling 2 feet.
No, I've seen that before. And the only
you don't think go to the mayor's office?
Well, the problem is then you might alienate your neighbor. You should try and resolve it amicably first, because then the tree is on your neighbor's property, right?
The tree is on neighbor's property. The mountainous roots are on under my property.
Do you have a relationship with this neighbor?
It's a German lady. I don't really have a relationship with her. I know she's German. That's about all I know. Helga,
This is another reason 100
Zelda,
why
Helga,
you should be friendlier with your neighbors. I told you, I know the first names.
The smoke detector.
I thought so.
Yeah, it was Zelda or Helga.
Or
Olga.
Yeah.
Something like that.
See what she says.
I don't need that right now.
And then you could, because I mean, I'm no horticulturist, yeah, but I don't think you can take the roots out without killing the tree. I think you got to take the tree out.
Yeah. Okay, so go to Helga or Olga.
Yeah, and just say, would you mind at my expense if we take the tree out? Then go to the city and have them do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to pay anything.
Go straight to Karen Bass.
Yeah.
Straight to the top.
And say, Karen, I voted for you.
Yeah.
I voted for Rick Caruso. You voted for Karen Bass. So you
How do
say,
you know?
Because you told me.
Did I?
Yeah.
I keep my votes private.
Well, maybe I'm supposed to not mention that then.
But yeah, my votes are my own business. I don't share my votes.
But you're...
Nobody knows my politics.
Your candidate won. Well, those two were both Democrats.
True. That is true. They were both Democrats.
Can you imagine? Hey, Karen, I voted for you. Take my tree out.
Yeah,
hey,
Karen.
I voted for you, and I need a favor.
You won. Get my tree out. I voted for you.
Okay, this guy has passed away, so you guys know I'm not doing this for bonus points.
Okay.
There used to be a city councilman when I lived in Hollywood named Tom LaBange.
Oh, I remember Tom LaBange. Yeah.
This guy was like a classic, great public servant.
Yep.
Anytime you called him about anything, he would call you back.
Seriously?
He wouldn't always resolve it, but like I would call him, and within 48 hours, I'd get a call back. And I didn't tell him, like, I'm John Ireland from ESPN. I just said, hey, Tom, my name's John Ireland. I live at, you know, and he gave him my address. And I've got huge potholes on my street, and I've got some elderly people living on my street. One of the women, and this actually happened, one of the women was walking her dog last night and almost broke her ankle. I'd like to get this fixed. Is this something the city would do? And I went and came and did the show, and I got home, and I get a call, and John, Tom LaBange, I wanted you to know I'm going to have the pothole guys out there at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Please tell your neighbors not to walk their dogs for one day, and I'll have it fixed. I mean, and so there are people that will do that. I mean, if you get a hold of the right people, Tom was great. He would fix anything.
So my council person is somebody named Tracy Park. Let's get on the stick,
so
Tracy.
I looked it up for you. I could see who you're supposed to go to, and it says to go to Leslie Nope, and she's in the Parks and Recreation Department.
Leslie Nope.
Yep.
Can't help.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Leslie,
you know he's jerking you around, right? Leslie Nope is Amy Poehler's character on Parks and Rec. I should have let that go.
You should have let that go.
Anyway,
it was going right over his head.
Right. And we could have given him a number to call.
You would have called.
I could have gotten a number from the show.
Yeah, that's my fault. My bad, Greg. God, I screwed it up.
Leslie Nope.
It's okay. God, I had so set up.
Yeah.
That was
good.
That was a nice try.
That was good.
You didn't get it.
Good effort.
Did you call her? Nope.
Nope. Exactly. Okay, Masters update. I got the latest on the Masters. You ready?
Yeah.
You know who these people are.
Yep.
Tied for first place. You got your Jon Rahm.
One of the favorites.
You got your Brooks Koepka.
Surprising because he has been lousy with injuries for about a year, but he's a LIV guy, which makes it interesting.
And then Vito Hovland.
No. Victor Hovland.
Sorry, Vito Hovland.
Who is a great guy.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah.
They're at 7 under, and then there's at 5 under is Charlie Young.
Okay.
Is it Charlie?
No.
Okay. Jason Day. I know that one.
Yeah.
And then at 4 under is Shane Lowry.
Irishman.
Xander Schauffele.
You picked him. He's one of your guys.
Adam Scott. Is
former
it Adam
Masters
Scott?
Champ. Yeah. Yeah.
Grant Woodland. Am
Gary
I close?
Woodland.
So close.
Yeah.
It's Shane Bennett.
No, he's not Shane, but that Bennett guy,
yeah,
it's Sam. Sam Bennett.
Okay.
Is an amateur.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's playing. He can't win any money.
Oh, wow.
He's in college. So if he were to stick around for the weekend and play well, it would be a huge story.
Then Sam Burns.
Really good player.
And I'm going to guess Takahashi Kim.
You're going to laugh when I tell you what his name is.
Okay.
Tom.
No!
he's a rookie. He's a great
Tom
guy.
Tom Kim. Okay.
He's first Masters.
They're at 4-under.
Yeah.
All right. So there you have
and
it.
And so is your guy, Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty Scheffler's at 3-under. Yeah.
No,
he's right.
I'm watching right now.
Oh, is he? Just,
yeah. He's at 4-under, and he's in the middle of the fairway on 17. He's got a chance to win it for you.
Oh, there you go. All right. So we all 25,000 mythical dollars
up. Because I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
You owned movie theaters for many, many years.
I did, yes.
And I always felt like movie theaters are a lot like ballparks in terms of concessions.
Okay.
In other words, that the reason concession, and this wasn't just your movie theater, this was any movie theater. The reason it costs, if I wanted to go get popcorn and a Coke,
yes,
that probably cost you a couple bucks. I would pay $10, $12 for it
right.
if I got the big ones.
Sure.
And I thought, I know it's overpriced, but to me it's worth it. Popcorn and Coke at a movie is what I want.
Right.
The Masters makes $150 million every year at the tournament at the concession stand, at the pro shop.
$150
million?
Okay.
The reason they make so much money is that they haven't raised their prices since the 1960s.
No.
Swear to God.
Come on.
Wow.
So they, like, if you want to get a cheese sandwich.
Yep.
It's $1.50. You want to get an ice cream sandwich? It's $1.
Get out of here.
And so their prices are so low.
That they sell more.
Correct. Would that strategy work? What do you think of that as a business strategy?
Okay, so actually Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, where I went to the Super Bowl in
right.
2018.
Same thing. Your tree root lady is
yeah,
not letting you
still...
cut down the tree. Yeah.
So they sell concessions at like normal prices, like hot dog $3.50,
right?
Beer $6, and you know what? I think you're right. I think they do sell more product.
Why don't more places try it? It's you know remember this reminds me of our old friend Tim Leiwicki.
Yeah.
We would say to Leiwicki when they were building Staples Center. Tim was a friend of ours, and we would call him. And say, and he'd always answer his phone, and we'd say, hey, can we have 30 tickets to take listeners to the Kings game on Friday? Hey, lock in, come on. And Tim would say, how about 40?
Yeah.
And we'd go, done. And I always ask him, I go, hey, how come you never told us no?
Right.
Because you're losing money every time we do it. He goes,
sure.
I'm not losing money. And I said, explain it to me. He said, I'm covering the price of the ticket.
Yeah.
But he goes, to get there, they have to pay for parking. They have to pay for concessions. And most of all, the reason I do it is because I have a sport, hockey,
yep.
where if you get people inside the building and they have a good experience,
they love
and
it.
We think we provide a good experience, then they come back to the next game. So he goes, I get my money back from parking and concessions and everything that happens when they come to the game. But what I'm really after is to develop a fan and get them going for a long time. So these people that are going to the Masters... If they know they can get an ice cream sandwich for $1, they might buy 5 of them.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, I think it's
that's really smart.
I think it's brilliant. So they, but here's the interesting thing about that story.
Mm-hmm.
They make $150 million every year.
Right.
Somebody ran the numbers. If they would have charged what this stuff is actually going for at other courses,
yes,
they're leaving $250 million on the table. So instead of making $150 million, they could be making $400 million. But I would argue that people wouldn't buy as much if they were more expensive.
Correct.
So I think they're doing the right.
They would have less revenue.
Well, here's another thing they do. When you watch the Masters on Saturday and Sunday,
right?
They run 60 seconds of commercials per hour.
That's it.
That's
oh,
it.
Right. They own the inventory
yeah.
too.
And they wow. and they have a title sponsor like somebody like Mercedes or Toyota or
yeah.
whoever it is, and that's the only spot that runs.
Yep.
And they charge a premium for it, and they feel that. People will watch the Masters because they know they're not going to have to sit through a bunch of commercials. And everybody tells them, you know, it's the Masters. And they call CBS and say, if you added breaks like you do in a football game or a baseball game, you could make $100 million. And Augusta says, no, we control that.
Yeah.
We want our experience to be unique. And what we do is we charge less and we don't have as many commercials. If you win the Masters, by the way,
yeah.
it's the only tournament that does this.
You get a green coat.
You get a green coat and... a lifetime exemption.
Oh, really? So you can always go back and play no matter
whenever
what.
You want. If you're 95, you can go back and play.
Did John Daly win the Masters?
No. He won the PGA and the British Open.
So he sets, you just saw what he's doing. There's a Hooters near Augusta.
Yeah, he's like one of their spokesmen.
And he set up this week-long party at the Hooters, which is just near Augusta. So anybody that goes to the tournament can stop off at Hooters and see John Daly.
There you go.
Is there anything more on brand than that?
No. Brilliant. All
right. Coming up next for you, are people getting dumber? It's a fair question, I think.
Well, I think I know the answer.
Are people getting dumber? Plus, we've got Lie of the Day coming up for you in just a couple of minutes, 15 minutes from right now. Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. Four-pack of tickets. It is next Friday, April the 14th. My lie today told a bunch of stories. If you think you know what it is, get ready to dial up. By the way,
I think I've got it. I could be dead wrong, but I think I got it. I'll send it to you guys in a group text.
By the way, Roy Smith, I do want on the air. Ray Smith.
Well, there you go. That could be
he's
it.
A manager.
He doesn't even know the guy's name. That could be the lie, but that's not what I'm going with.
Manager of a single A baseball team in Tennessee. Get him on the air.
Okay.
That's your stretch goal.
Bergman, guest. Tomorrow. Hop right on that.
And the voice.
Looking into it
and
right
Ted Leitner. Both. Yeah. I want them both. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So Dodgers are at Arizona tonight. They're off to a 4-2 start. It is Dustin May on the mound, who is electric. His first start for the Dodgers. The starting pitching has been great for the Dodgers. And they're facing Merrill Kelly, who is actually the starter for Team USA in the championship game at the World Baseball Classic. Pretty good starter. And we will, the two guys we talked about earlier that concern me are definitely Max Muncy and Chris Taylor. And you mentioned Miguel Rojas, who I just don't think we're going to get much out of.
You asked me before the break, are we getting dumber?
Yes.
And I would say, look no further than Bergman.
Oh!
You know, I mean,
I pretty much stay the same.
Yeah.
Stupidity stays the same.
Yeah, right. Same level of stupidity.
Yeah.
You're right.
But why did you bring it up?
Okay, so I brought it up because there's a brand new study out that indicates that the IQs of the average Americans are lower than they were 10 years ago.
I believe that.
Lower than they were 10 years ago. Now, why you believe that? Why do you think?
I think because, well, the pandemic probably didn't do anything. It kicked everybody out of school for 2 years.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
And I think that people have realized you don't need to be an academic to be successful. In other words, school isn't for everybody.
Right.
There are a lot of people that have had really successful careers that didn't go to college. And I just don't think that general knowledge is as important. Like when you and I were coming up, everybody said, you got to get a college degree or else you won't be able to get a job.
Yes.
Now you don't need a college degree.
No, you do not need a college degree. You do not. But have you ever had an IQ test?
I don't know. So I assume no.
No.
Have you?
Should we do them on the air?
Oh, my God.
Or no, let's all do them and then see what they come back with.
Yeah, can you set up an IQ test for us?
Yeah, I mean, I just have to find a site.
Mine will be super high.
Earlier in the show,
rest of my life.
Yeah. Earlier in the show, you asked the question, is it ever right to call out one of your own players?
About this one. Yeah.
Okay. So Ollie Marmol is the new manager of the Cardinals. And one of his players had a base running screw up.
Yep.
At third base, where he thought, Marmol thought, his player had kind of dogged it. The guy's name is Tyler O'Neill. And he benched O'Neill. He took him out of the game for it. And then he said O'Neill wasn't hustling. And after the game, he was asked about it by the media. And listen to what he says.
Yeah, we got a lot of guys playing really hard. That's not our style of play as far as the effort around in the bag there. It's unacceptable. Yeah. That's pretty clear, right? All right, good.
Is that a case where you think he maybe didn't expect to be sent or given the circumstance, or is it just a matter of that
for
that spot?
Bottom line is that's not his judgment. That's why we have a coach standing over there. Your effort's 100% until you're told not to. Yeah.
So he calls out Tyler O'Neill.
Yeah, and publicly embarrasses him, even though he's telling the truth.
Yep.
I mean, I like guys that are honest with the media, gives us good content. What I thought about was, man, Dave Roberts would never do that.
No.
Sean McVay would never do that.
Never. He takes the blame for everything.
Darvin Ham would never do that.
Never.
Isn't part of your job as a manager to protect morale? Or am I being a little Pollyanna there?
Well, I mean, I think of guys, you know who...
If a guy doesn't hustle, you walk up to Tyler O'Neill and you say, hey, man, unacceptable. But you don't have to call him out publicly. Like, and by the way, Tyler O'Neill, the reporters went to his locker. He said, I don't know what the guy's talking about.
Phil Jackson would kind of call guys out publicly.
But he would do it with superstars. And he would play games with the media. And I'm glad you brought Phil up, because I think if you're going to do that, you have to have Hall of Fame cachet.
Right.
You have to be Greg Popovich.
Yeah.
You have to be Phil Jackson. You have to be Bill Belichick. You can't be first-year Cardinals manager. I think he's in his second year. Oliver Marmol. But maybe Cardinal fans like that.
I'll tell you what, though.
Well, you know, Andy Kamenetsky's in today. Andy's a Cardinal fan. We'll ask him when he comes in. I didn't like it.
The one thing I'll say about this incident is that baseball can be the most obvious place where fans can be critical. Like Manny Machado, you saw him not hustle.
Right.
You can see as a fan, you don't necessarily notice defensive lapses when you're when you're watching an NBA game. But in baseball, if somebody doesn't hustle like Manny Machado, you know, Johnny Hustle, not his cup of tea,
well, he
all
said
that kind
that.
Of stuff. Exactly.
But remember Garrett Anderson, he would dog it to first base all the time. Even Mike Socia would never kill him publicly.
Yeah.
Even though we all saw Garrett Anderson was jogging to first base on ground outs. He wasn't running him out.
Tell you what, Tyler O'Neill's gonna hustle from now on.
Yeah.
The spotlight is gonna be on him.
Yeah. So but I don't know. I would you do it?
Yes.
You would call him out?
I call out Bergman and Jorge all the time. No fear. No
more
fear.
On me when he's not here.
Jeez. You're right. Yeah. I went hard after Jorge when we had the guest producers.
Did you screw up?
How?
It took you 2 days to put the Succession
you
theme
never
in there.
I told you
Succession theme.
He thought about it, but then he got stoned and forgot to tell you.
All right, lie of the day. At some point today, I told a lie.
Now, I got it, but it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
Jorge missed it. Greg got it. I think it could be one of six things.
Yes. If you can correctly identify today's lie of the day, you win a 4-pack of tickets to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. It is Southern California's 200-mile-an-hour beach party. It is next Friday, and a 4-pack is a great opportunity for you to bring the whole family. It's an unbelievable spectacle to see. 877-710-ESPN if you know my lie of the day. 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Hey, did you know it can now take... This is ZipRecruiter, right, Greg? It can now take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open position. That's 2.5 months. So if you're hiring for a growing business... Do you really have that time to wait? Well, if you're listening today, I got some great advice. Start using ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. I'm friends with Ian Siegel, the guy who invented ZipRecruiter. And I asked him once, hey, why does it work? There's a bunch of these job site services out there. Why should I use ZipRecruiter? And he said, because we don't leave anything to chance. They've developed an algorithm, and their powerful matching technology quickly finds and sends you the most qualified people for your job, whatever it is. You can check out the people that ZipRecruiter sends you, and if you really like one or two, you can personally invite them to apply with one click, which may make them apply even quicker. Plus, here's how ZipRecruiter can help you hire. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate in 1 day. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. See why 3.8 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Just go to the exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. Here it is, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Okay, so lie of the day today. We got a cool prize this week, all week long. 4-pack of tickets to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. It is next Friday, and it is it's a spectacular event. If you've never seen it, it is spectacular. It is Southern California's 200-mile-an-hour beach party. At some point today, I told a lie. I told many, many stories.
You did.
Today. One of them is not true. Weirdly, the rest of them are. All right, so as always, we start with caller number 7, and this is Bella.
I got her.
Okay, got it.
Hey, Bella.
Hey.
All right, Bella, what did Mason lie about? He told a whole bunch of stories.
He's going to get it on the first try.
Yeah.
Which one did he lie about?
I don't think he had dinner with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Boom,
yeah,
Bella!
That was it.
Damn. Boom! Right out of the gate.
Much harder. I had a feeling, Bella.
Yes.
I thought you did a lot of good misdirection there. Yeah. But Bella, I got it too. I thought that had he had dinner with DiCaprio, knowing Mason,
I would have dropped that.
It would have been tattooed on his forehead 10 years ago.
DiCaprio.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. So I'm going to put you on hold, and Bergman's going to hook you up. Okay.
Thanks, Bella.
And
you get
tickets to the Acura Grand Prix and all that other stuff. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right,
Thanks, Bella.
All right. She's on line 7.
The very
Greg.
First person gets it.
What happened to me yesterday? I fooled all of you.
Yes.
And the second person got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
people follow this stuff close. You're lying tomorrow.
Okay, I'll see if I can come up with a good one. And it will not be having dinner
with
anyone famous.
I do want Ray Smith on the show. I found out he's the manager, was the manager of the Elizabethton Twins. He was a friend of mine when I was.
Wait, Elizabethtown is a real town?
Elizabethtown.
That's a Cameron Crowe movie.
Oh, really? Yeah. Elizabethtown. Is a single A team in Tennessee.
That's a Cameron Crowe movie starring Orlando Bloom and Kirsten Dunst.
Wow.
How do I know that and you don't?
I have no idea.
Yeah. that was a long time. I'm a big Cameron Crowe fan, so
the Elizabethton Twins.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. That was my roommate when we traveled on the road when I was with the baseball team. So
that was Keyshawn.
You know what I hate?
Making a rare appearance.
I have no control over the soundboard right now, so I cannot play any of these things, Jorge. So
what do you need? Seinfeld?
Yeah, there you go.
Sure. Let's go with that.
Fine. Now we're going to play Game of Games coming up. It is Bergman's game. By the way, I lost $25,000 Mythical Dollars.
You
juiced me up on that
thing.
You got me to make a bigger bet on the Lakers last night.
I play the game to win. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure. I think this is good news for the Lakers, but bad news for NBA fans.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
The New Orleans Pelicans have just issued an update on Zion Williamson.
Uh-oh.
Says, after further evaluation, it's been determined that Zion will continue his rehab and conditioning regimen. We will continue to monitor his progression and updates will be provided as warranted. That's a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Bottom line is, there was a lot of talk that he would come back for the final weekend.
Yep.
And then be available for the play-in game.
Sounds like no.
Yeah. And I think that's who the Lakers are going to play in the play-in game.
Yeah, it's either them or Minnesota, right?
Right, and maybe OKC, hopefully Crypto, depending on what happens tomorrow night. That's why this came to mind. And by the way, if you're looking for something to watch tonight, watch the Suns game, you know, the Suns-Denver game.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you never know. I mean, like, what we need is that game to go triple overtime. And then tomorrow,
cash the Suns. So tomorrow,
yeah, tomorrow the Suns rest will Durant. Be where the Lakers were last night. Yeah. Well, I want to see Durant, but
by the way,
maybe fewer minutes.
Need to play, they don't need to play Durant.
No, they're locked in.
They're locked in. So why play Durant? Why?
Because
why
they're
risk that?
They're trying to get chemistry. Durant's only played in like 9 games with them.
By the way, last night, why did LeBron, AD, why did they play so much in the fourth quarter when the game was done?
Michael and I asked that while we were doing the game.
Why do you want those guys on the floor when the game is over?
I just think Darvin didn't want to throw in the towel until he absolutely had to. They came back earlier this year. They were down 27 in Dallas.
Right.
And came back and won in regulation. So, like, when I thought the game was over with 4 minutes to go down 20, maybe Darvin thinks he can pull off a miracle. You know, and until he thinks that there's zero chance.
But when you called the game at 4,
yeah, left
four
him in
minutes
for a couple
left,
more
they
minutes.
Were still in there.
And I asked Michael, I said, are you surprised that LeBron and AD are still in? He goes, yeah, he was. He goes, Pat Riley would have had Magic and Kareem out by now.
Yeah. By the way, Bergman, the one thing that comes out of the show that I actually really want you to do is figure out a way to get us to do an IQ test.
Yeah, no, I'll do that. That's fine.
Yeah, now, and don't be like you were with the lie detector. Actually do it.
Yeah.
Well, no. The lie detector
was
supposed to be Mason.
Mine,
that's on Mason.
It's very difficult to administer a lie detector. That's why I didn't get the lie detector. You can get one for $250, but, wait, but it's really hard to administer.
You don't think it
administer.
Would play on the radio?
It's just...
We're on social.
There's like sensors video. And stuff you put on.
Bring it on.
Headband and all this kind of stuff.
You can do it for TikTok. Right?
Oh, yeah, do it for
wait
TikTok.
Wait a minute, you guys still have TikTok on
I
your
do
phones?
Not. I deleted TikTok.
You guys know that that's
ago.
A Chinese spy
yeah,
tool,
no,
right?
The Chinese are spying on everybody. They know what every kid in the world is thinking. And they
have or, hey, one day a drone will fly over your house and pick up Maite by the back of her
no,
shirt and take her away.
Happen. That will not
get rid
happen.
Of TikTok.
That is terrible.
Get rid of TikTok.
Yeah.
It's a spy tool.
Yep. Do you have TikTok, Bergman?
No, absolutely
not. Does the station have TikTok?
We used to. I don't know if we
does
do
Riley?
Anymore. No, we took her off.
I got to ask Jack if he's got
what about
it.
Snapchat?
No, she's on. Yes, yeah,
what Snapchat, about MySpace?
I don't really like.
Is
that's still around, by the way. MySpace
you know who
is
no,
is it
no.
Really?
You know who
you
owns
MySpace.com right now.
I said that
go.
As a joke.
You
know
who
it's
owns
there?
MySpace?
It's a more music.
Is
event.
It Tom? Timberlake?
Is it Tom still running MySpace?
Yeah, still Tom. No, Justin.
He was always your friend. You always had one friend.
Justin Timberlake owns
MySpace.
Bergman,
I think you're thinking.
According to NFL rumors, 805 Raider sent this to us. Odell Beckham was robbed, or not robbed, mobbed outside.
Two totally different things.
Correct,
by the way.
Opposite things actually. Mobbed outside the Laker Clipper game Wednesday night by a throng of fans who want him to go to the Raiders.
Interesting.
Well, he never played for the Patriots, so the Raiders won't even look at him.
So
unbelievable.
So true.
It's like unless you came from New England in some way, shape, or form, you can't be in silver and black anymore. It's a joke.
So
we gave away Darren Waller for nothing.
Are you with me, John, where you would rather them go have no wins or 2 wins instead of 7, 8, 9?
It's a great question because the worst place you can be is in the middle.
Right.
But when the games start on Sunday, I have to admit I always root for them to win.
Of course.
So... if I'm answering your question honestly, my prediction for the Raiders in 2023, as always, 17-0.
I mean, agreed.
So I saw on one of the Rams websites, I forget which one, they ran a poll. Would you rather the Rams be 8-9 or 2-15?
What'd you answer?
I answered 2-15.
I don't blame you.
I want Caleb Williams.
Get me Caleb Williams. Exactly.
I want Caleb Williams.
I think Caleb Williams is the best NFL quarterback prospect to come out since Andrew Luck.
If 2-15 is what it takes to get Caleb Williams, I'm willing to suffer through a really bad year.
Caleb Williams is the best college quarterback I've ever laid eyes on.
Better than Andrew Luck?
Yes.
Yeah, Andrew Luck was unbelievable.
Yeah,
he's Patrick Mahomes, but better than Patrick Mahomes at that age.
Don't you think the Rams, if we go 2-15, let's go. Let's do it.
Let's go.
I'll suffer through one bad.
Listen, they're already, what is it? I saw the story that they've got like, they've got more cap space in 2024 than anyone else already.
$60 million yeah. and no dead cap.
Run it back.
Yep.
We're going to get everybody.
Just, you know, McVay's going to have to suffer one more year.
Yep.
Exactly. And then he'll reap the benefits.
Run it back! Run it back!
Technically, you can't run it back because literally everybody from that Super Bowl team is gone.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron Donald's not gone. Cooper Kupp's not gone. Matthew Stafford's not gone.
You named the three. Those are the three.
Right, and Matthew Stafford will be gone by the time Caleb Williams shows up.
Yes, he will. Yep. All right, coming up next for you, Game of Games, George Sedano is going to play with us. Who are you in with today?
AK.
AK today.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Their show's coming up, Sedano and Cappy. It is, by the way, it's Passover, so good Pesach to all of our Jewish friends. I get invited to a Seder. Yeah. I did not get invited. When I lived in New York, I got invited to all the best Seders.
Yeah.
LA?
No, you don't qualify.
No, I have
you
not
don't get invites.
Gee, just think if there are any Jewish people living in Los Angeles, you need to get more friends.
Yeah, I do.
You also don't. I'm with John. Like, you and your neighbors, you hate your neighbors.
Yeah. No, I can tell you the name of every neighbor on my street, like 50 people.
I can tell you the names of two.
And but this is the problem, to John's point. Now you have these issues, and now you're not even remotely friendly with these people, so now you have a big problem.
She's going to tell you to take your chainsaw and stick it where the sun don't shine.
By the way, this will not surprise you. The only two neighbors that I know are the famous people. I don't know anybody else
except the famous people.
All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Okay, so lie of the day today. We got a cool prize this week, all week long. 4-pack of tickets to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. It is next Friday. And it is it's a spectacular event. If you've never seen it, it is spectacular. It is Southern California's 200-mile-an-hour beach party. At some point today, I told a lie. I told many, many stories
today.
One of them is not true. Weirdly, the rest of them are. All right, so as always, we start with caller number 7, and this is Bella.
I got her.
Okay, got
her. Hey, Bella.
Hey.
All right, Bella, what did Mason lie about? He told a whole bunch of stories.
He's going to get it on the first try.
Yeah.
Which one did he lie about?
I don't think he had dinner with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Boom,
yeah,
Bella!
That was it.
Boom! Right out of the gate.
Much, much harder. I had a feeling, Bella.
Yes.
I thought you did a lot of good misdirection there. Yeah. But, Bella, I got it, too. I thought that had he had dinner with DiCaprio, knowing Mason,
I would have dropped that name. It would have been
tattooed on his forehead 10 years ago.
DiCaprio.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right, so I'm going to put you on hold, and Bergman's going to hook you up, okay?
Thanks, Bella.
And
you get
tickets to the Acura Grand Prix and all that other stuff, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, you
thanks,
got
Bella.
It. All right, she's on line
that,
7,
the
Greg.
The first person gets it.
What happened to me yesterday, I fooled all of you.
Yes.
And the second person got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
people follow this stuff close. You're lying tomorrow.
Okay, I'll see if I can come up with a good one. And it will not be having dinner famous.
I do want Ray Smith on the show. I found out he's the manager, was the manager of the Elizabethton Twins. He was a friend of mine when I was
Wait, Elizabethtown is a real town?
Elizabethtown.
That's a Cameron Crowe movie.
Oh, really? Yeah. Elizabethtown. Is in single A team in Tennessee.
That's a Cameron Crowe movie starring Orlando Bloom and Kirsten Dunst.
Wow,
how do I know that and you don't?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that was a long time. I'm a big Cameron Crowe fan, so
the Elizabethton Twins.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that was my roommate when we traveled on the road when I was with the baseball team. So all right.
That was Keyshawn.
You know what I hate?
Making a rare appearance.
I have no control over the soundboard right now, so I cannot play any of these things, Jorge. So you're.
What do you need? Seinfeld.
Yeah, there you go. Sure.
Let's go with that.
Fine. Now we're gonna play Game of Games coming up. It is Bergman's game. By the way, I lost $25,000 mythical dollars.
You
juiced me up on that
thing.
You got me to make a bigger bet on the Lakers last night.
I play the game to win. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure. I think this is good news for the Lakers, but bad news for NBA fans.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
The New Orleans Pelicans have just issued an update on Zion Williamson. Says, after further evaluation, it's been determined that Zion will continue his rehab and conditioning regimen. We will continue to monitor his progression, and updates will be provided as warranted. That's a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Bottom line is, there was a lot of talk that he would come back for the final weekend and then be available for the play-in game.
Sounds like no.
Yeah, and I think that's who the Lakers are going to play in the play-in game.
Yeah, it's either them or Minnesota, right?
Right, and at maybe crypto. OKC, hopefully crypto, depending on what happens tomorrow night. That's why this game tomorrow. And by the way, if you're looking for something to watch tonight, watch the Suns game. You know, the Suns-Denver game.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you never know. I mean, like, what we need is that game to go triple overtime. And then tomorrow.
Cast the Suns, so tomorrow. Yeah,
tomorrow the Suns will be where the Lakers were last night. Yeah. Well, I want to see Durant, but
by the way,
maybe fewer minutes.
Need to play, they don't need to play Durant.
No, they're locked in.
They're locked in. So why play Durant? Why risk that?
They're trying to get chemistry. Durant's only played in like 9 games with them.
By the way, last night, why did LeBron, AD, why did they play so much in the fourth quarter when the game was done?
Michael and I asked that while we were doing the game.
Why do you want those guys on the floor when the game is over?
I just think Darvin didn't want to throw in the towel until he absolutely had to. They came back earlier this year. They were down 27 in Dallas.
Right.
And came back and won in regulation. So, like, when I thought the game was over with 4 minutes to go, down 20, maybe Darvin thinks he can pull off a miracle. You know, and until he thinks that there's zero chance.
But when you called the game at 4,
yeah, left
4 minutes
for a couple
left,
more
they were
minutes.
Still in there.
And I asked Michael, I said, are you surprised that LeBron and AD are still in? He goes, yeah, he was. He goes, Pat Riley would have had Magic and Kareem out by now.
Yeah. By the way, Bergman, the one thing that comes out of the show that I actually really want you to do is figure out a way to get us to do an IQ test.
Yeah, no, I'll do that. That's fine.
Yeah, now, and don't be like you were with the lie detector. Actually do it.
Yeah.
Well, no, the lie detector
the lie
was supposed
detector
to be Mason.
Was mine,
that's on Mason.
It's very difficult to administer a lie detector. That's why I didn't get the lie detector. You can get one for $250, but it's really hard to
administer.
You
don't think it would play on the radio?
It's just...
We're on social.
There's like sensors and stuff you put on.
Bring it on.
Headband and all this kind of stuff.
You can do it for TikTok. Right?
Oh, yeah, do it for
TikTok. Wait a minute, you guys still have TikTok on
I
your phones?
Not. I deleted TikTok.
You guys know that that's
ago.
A Chinese spy
yeah,
tool,
no,
right?
The Chinese are spying on everybody. They know what every kid in the world is thinking. And
they
have
Jorge, one day a drone will fly over your house and pick up Maite by the back of her shirt and take her away.
That will not happen.
Get rid of TikTok.
That is terrible.
Get rid of TikTok.
Yeah.
It's a spy tool.
Yep. Do you have TikTok, Bergman?
No, absolutely not.
Does the station have TikTok?
We used to. I don't know if we
does
do
Riley?
Anymore. No, we took her off.
I got to ask Jack if he's got
it. What about Snapchat?
No, she's on. Yeah, she's on.
What about MySpace?
I don't really like. That's still around, by the way. MySpace
you know who
is
owns,
no, is it
no.
Really?
You know who
you can
owns MySpace.com
right now.
I said that as a joke.
You know
I know,
who owns
it's there?
MySpace?
It's a more music.
Is Justin
Tom?
Timberlake.
Is it Tom still running MySpace?
Yeah, still Tom. No, Justin Timberlake.
He was always your friend. You always had one friend.
Justin Timberlake owns
MySpace.
MySpace.
Bergman,
I think you're thinking.
According to NFL rumors, 805 Raider sent this to us. Odell Beckham was robbed, or not robbed, mobbed outside.
Two totally different things.
Correct,
by the way.
Opposite things actually. Mobbed outside the Laker Clipper game Wednesday night by a throng of fans who want him to go to the Raiders.
Interesting.
Well, he never played for the Patriots, so the Raiders won't even look at him.
So
unbelievable.
So true.
It's like unless you came from New England in some way, shape, or form, you can't be in silver and black anymore. It's a joke.
So
we gave away Darren Waller for nothing.
Are you with me, John, where you would rather them go have no wins or 2 wins instead of 7, 8, 9?
It's a great question because the worst place you can be is in the middle.
Right.
But when the games start on Sunday, I have to admit I always root for them to win.
Of course.
So... if I'm answering your question honestly, my prediction for the Raiders in 2023, as always, 17-0.
I mean, agreed.
So I saw on one of the Rams websites, I forget which one, they ran a poll. Would you rather the Rams be 8-9 or 2-15?
What'd you answer?
I answered 2-15.
I don't blame you.
I want Caleb Williams.
Get me Caleb Williams. Exactly.
I want Caleb Williams.
I think Caleb Williams is the best NFL quarterback prospect to come out since Andrew Luck.
If 2-15 is what it takes to get Caleb Williams, I'm willing to suffer through a really bad year.
Caleb Williams is the best college quarterback I've ever laid eyes on.
Better than Andrew Luck?
Yes.
Yeah, Andrew Luck was unbelievable.
Yeah, he's Patrick Mahomes, but better than Patrick Mahomes at that age.
Don't you think the Rams, if we go 2-15,
let's
go. Let's do it.
Let's go.
I'll suffer through one bad.
Listen, they're already. What is it? I saw the story that they've got like. They've got more cap space in 2024 than anyone else already.
$60 million and no dead cap.
Run it back.
Yep.
We're going to get everybody.
Just, you know, McVay's going to have to suffer one more year.
Yep.
And then he'll reap the
benefits. Run it back! Run it back!
Technically, you can't run it back because literally everybody from that Super Bowl team is gone.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron Donald's not gone. Cooper Kupp's not gone. Matthew Stafford's not gone.
You named the three. Those are the three.
Right, and Matthew Stafford will be gone by the time Caleb Williams shows up.
Yes, he will. Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, Game of Games, George Sedano is going to play with us. Who are you in with today?
AK.
AK today. Excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
Their show's coming up, Sedano and Cappy. It is, by the way, it's Passover, so good Pesach to all of our Jewish friends. Normally I get invited to a Seder. Yeah. I did not get invited. When I lived in New York, I got invited to all the best Seders.
Yeah.
LA?
No, you don't qualify.
No, I have
you
not
don't get invites.
Gee, just think if there are any Jewish people living in Los Angeles, you need to get more friends.
Yeah, I do.
You also don't. I'm with John. Like, you and your neighbors, you hate your neighbors.
Yeah. How do you not know? No, I can tell you the name of every neighbor on my street, like 50 people.
I can tell you the names of two.
And but this is the problem, to John's point. Now you have these issues, and now you're not even remotely friendly with these people, so now you have a big problem.
She's going to tell you to take your chainsaw and stick it where the sun don't shine.
By the way, this will not surprise you. The only two neighbors that I know are the famous people. I don't know anybody else except
the famous
people.
Does not surprise me.
All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
By the way, Heretic Angelo says, this Game of Games is radio gold. I don't think I've laughed as hard during the Game of Games ever.
By the way, David Kent, one of our fine salespeople, has texted me. He said, this Game of Games is so boring, I'm actually falling asleep while driving home. So there's a split decision.
All right, wake up, David.
Wake up, David.
All right. Hey, Sedano, I do not...
And Andy's here, too. Sedano and Andy.
For people that don't know, George worked sidelines for ESPN last night on the Laker-Clipper game, a game that Michael and I did on the radio. And George, I came in today, and I said, I'm not all that distraught. It would have been a fun game to win, but Phil Jackson used to say that there are certain games that are schedule losses, that if one team flies all night to get in and played the night before and the other team's been sitting around for 3 days, you just realize that every team has them and don't worry about it. Am I poo-pooing or understating the significance of the Clippers' win last night?
I think you're partially right. I think that two things can be true at once. I think that that was a big game that the Lakers blew, because their chances of being a top six seed and not having to play in the play-in went from 87% with a win to now 30% with a loss.
Look at you, ESPN stats and information.
Yeah, and so because we had that going into the game yesterday.
Yeah.
But it is true. They played three games in four nights. The Clippers had 3 days off, and that's the unfortunate part of the scheduling quirks.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, and LeBron looked like a guy who hadn't played a back-to-back in a month in the first half, right?
That, by the way, the first half, I know a lot of people hate plus-minus. Michael hates it. But
minus 20 in the first half.
Yeah, the lowest number, worst number he's had since coming to the Lakers. In the second half, he had 3 points at halftime. In the second half, he scored 30.
Yeah. Right.
So he finished with 33.
Right.
That first half may be the worst half of basketball I've ever seen LeBron play. I mean, he looked like he was in an absolute daze. Like you were saying, he looked like somebody who hadn't played a back-to-back in a while.
He was 38-year-old who hadn't played a back-to-back
or somebody
in
who'd
month.
Been playing back-to-backs for a month straight. Like, either way, he just looked exhausted.
Yeah. So, in a related question...
By the way, you can get that analysis on Locked On Lakers.
5 days a week.
Is there a YouTube component?
There is a YouTube component.
Yeah.
So, last night, I always like to watch the national broadcast.
You were blacked out.
Do you know what was on?
What was on
instead? People... jumping on pogo sticks.
Really?
It was like pogo
ESPN 8 the Ocho?
It was like an ESPN the Ocho thing. Yeah. I got a lot of messages,
no offense to Billy Mack and Stu, but I did get a lot of tweets going, we can't watch your game because it's blacked out.
When it's national, I like to get the national perspective.
ESPN, I got a text today from the Lakers saying ESPN has picked up their game on Sunday. Does that mean it's going to be blacked out?
Pogo stick Olympics.
Because there's only so many... is the Sunday now? Is it on ABC or ESPN?
They didn't say.
Okay. If it's ABC, it's not. If it's ESPN, then it might be. Yeah.
Okay.
So Emily asked an interesting question today that I want to throw out. The
very convoluted question.
Yeah. She had many convoluted
Let's start with this.
Yeah.
I text them during this thing because I think so.
Andy called in, I think, right?
Yes. Yeah, I had to get this thing back on the rails because Emily's framing of this question.
It was like a snake draft non-movie stars.
Right. But by her definition.
Right. Yes. By her clarification. Right. Her particular criteria. It made Bergman's game feel like a Marconi.
It actually did.
You know what I mean?
It actually did.
Yeah.
Well, I knew she was in trouble when someone said Samuel L. Jackson, and she said not a movie star. Matter of fact, Andy is wearing a Samuel L. Jackson Pulp Fiction shirt right now.
Travis picked Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe is a movie star.
And then she said, no, he's not. And I said, he's won an Oscar for best actor.
And Russell Crowe has been on more movie posters than almost anybody.
He's on one right now. The Exorcist movie is starring him.
The Pope's Exorcist.
Pope's Exorcist, produced by?
Jeff Katz.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Gladiator is like everybody's favorite movie, like in every athlete's favorite movie, basically now.
Now, the way I frame this in calling in, trying to get the thing back on the rails that I think was a fair way, could this actor or actress open a movie that is not super IP driven?
So in other words, like not a superhero movie.
Right, exactly. Like, can you do that independently? Do you have a track record of doing that independently? Which is why her defining Matt Damon as not a movie star is insane.
It is insane.
Matt, are you not? He's clearly a movie star.
Well, as I mentioned to her, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck were on the same podcast with Bill Simmons a couple weeks ago, and half the time they were talking about how Damon's career has been better than Affleck's.
Yeah.
And she said Affleck's a movie star, but Damon isn't. I mean,
she had Kate Hudson as a movie star. Kate Hudson does not open a movie.
Kate Hudson barely does movies.
Yeah, she doesn't really do movies
anymore. Then she allowed, and the woman I'm about to name, she's a terrific actress, but she allowed Margot Martindale. I'm like, on no planet is she a movie star.
She claimed Margot Martindale as a movie star?
You were allowed to draft her.
No, she said you were allowed to draft her. She's a tier below.
Yeah, but she is one of those people that's in almost everything that people don't know her name.
But you got to go like 7 tiers down before you hit the level of movie star where Margot Martindale, who most people don't know who she is, qualifies. Again, she's terrific. That's not my point. But it was really what the game was. Actors or actresses Emily likes versus actors and actresses Emily doesn't
like. It's exactly right. I didn't understand the premise for the whole thing. I just heard, you know, Kate Hudson's not going to open a movie. She was great and Almost Famous and all that stuff, but I think that's the last thing I saw her in. No, she probably
You saw How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Right, yeah, that's the one with McConaughey, right?
Right.
Yeah, McConaughey. Now, McConaughey's a movie star.
Yeah. Was he not on her list?
Nobody took him.
Oh. He didn't come up.
I didn't understand the whole thing.
All right.
I didn't understand the whole thing.
I didn't get it either. I was listening in the car, and I was like, what is going on here? Like, what is this game?
The thing about her, too, is, and I don't mean to speak ill of her, but...
I mean, but you will.
She thinks she has the right answer to everything. Like, she's so certain.
She's authoritative.
She's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, then she's doing the right job.
But she's missing on a lot of things. I just want to say.
Well, I heard her get on you about food the other day.
Yeah, I mean, they apparently own the rights to talking about food.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. We mentioned a couple of food things, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, we're stealing their act. I mean, seriously, it's food.
I mean, first of all, anybody who's been doing the talk radio format at any time in their life has been talking about food.
Exactly.
Mount Rushmore food.
Literally, how many times have you been in a studio before Emily was born that you were talking about food because somebody brought you food?
Right, they delivered it and we talked about it.
I pointed that out, actually. You guys have been doing this show longer than Emily's been alive.
Correct. Emily's 25. We've been doing this for 30 years.
There's frankly not a lane you don't own
at this point. We've swerved everywhere.
Oh, we were going to ask you about the St. Louis thing. Hey, sure. Jorge. Pull up that Ollie Marmol thing. Andy's from St. Louis. So Ollie Marmol, the new manager of the Cardinals, did something that I don't think Dave Roberts or Sean McVay or even Darvin Ham would do.
Yeah.
One of his players, a guy named Tyler O'Neill, was rounding third, and Marmol didn't think he was hustling. Thought he dogged it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was some confusion from the third base coach as to whether or not he was going to send him or not.
Right.
So O'Neill is arguing vehemently with the media and anybody who will listen that he did not dog it. But they asked Marmol about it after the game, and he said this.
Yeah, we got a lot of guys playing really hard.
that's not our style of play as far as the effort rounding the bag there. It's unacceptable. Yeah. That's pretty clear, right? All right, good.
Is that a case where you think he maybe didn't expect to be sent or given the circumstance, or what do you, is it just a matter of that pretty nice spot wasn't
there? Bottom line is that's not his judgment. That's why we have a coach standing over there. Your efforts 100% until you're told not to. Yeah.
All right. Smart, as a Cardinal fan, smart or stupid to call out one of your own guys?
I mean, it depends on the reason you're calling somebody out. I mean, it sounds like there had been confusion about whether or not to go, so that's part of your effort. I honestly, this guy, I think, is just overcompensating for being named Ollie Marmol.
By the way, I don't know. Ollie is like not a strong name.
No,
Ollie.
Could you respect anybody named Ollie Marmol?
That's not the last name.
That sounds like a Curb Your Enthusiasm character.
One of the golf pros I play at the course where I play is named Oliver. And we all call him Ollie, but his last name is Dunn. Like, that's a good name. Ollie
Marmol?
Yeah, Ollie Marmol sounds like somebody from Harry Potter or one of those movies.
So, tell you what, around here we call people out all the time.
Yeah, we do. Like right now. So, Mace, I got a bunch of tweets while I was on vacation.
I meant
to bring this up. That said, hey, what's up with your boy Mason picking on your guy Lebatard? What did you say about Lebatard?
I love Lebatard. I said the opposite.
No, it was me.
I felt
that Dan... This was about Stephen A. Smith. He had Stephen A. Smith on his podcast.
And he said,
I hate what you've done to television.
Right.
And Stephen A. said, well, who are you to say that? Because you've done a lot to dumb down television. And the pot was gone. And so I sided with Stephen A.
I actually sided with Lebatard.
Oh, then it's you then I have the issue with. They said it was you.
No, I'm a big Lebatard fan.
Because they said that one of you said he's not even a journalist anymore. He's a podcast.
Mason said that.
Well, I did say that. Yeah. He hosts a talk show.
I mean, he's an emeritus at the Miami Herald.
I know, but
he can write whenever he wants.
He's a talk show host, right?
Right.
I listen to his podcast to hear the goofing around and the fun.
Right, but you know Dan thinks of himself as a journalist.
Right, the guys around him are the rodeo clowns. He's got like seven cappies.
But he's not doing what Stephen A. is, where it's like, you take that side, I'll take this side, we'll argue to the death.
Right. That's what he's talking about. I heard the podcast that Dan and Stephen A. did together. I didn't hear whatever Stephen A. said after. But I heard them arguing about it on their podcast.
Yeah, that's what we played.
Okay.
That argument.
And I mean, Dan is right. I love Stephen A. I saw him yesterday, but Dan is right. Like, it basically became no nuanced conversation.
Yeah, Dan's on the money. It is. I mean, we've done First Take.
Yeah, we've filled in on First Take
a lot. And they're like, you take that side, I'll take this side, now let's yell at each other.
And they ask you, can you take that side?
They do.
Like, can you?
I did it for years.
Take that side.
Yeah.
And you can because you need
content.
Did you
do that before Around the Horn, or did you just let it rip?
No, we just let it rip. I mean,
nobody says you have to take this alternative view.
No, what they do on Around the Horn is we do a conference call in the morning,
right.
Which on the West Coast is like 7 in the morning, bro. Yeah. It's like, come on, man, I'm barely awake.
Right.
But they make us kind of, not hash it out, but just give us a summary of how we think.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if we all agree, that's fine. Now, they may take something out if we all four panelists agree.
Right.
And move on to something else. But as long as one person... like legitimately feel strongly about the other side, they will keep a topic in.
Have you guys heard that commercial that's running on our air about, I don't even know what that's for. Maybe Greg, you might know, but it's an ad for something. And they say, what would happen if two sports talk show hosts agreed?
Oh, I've heard this.
And,
it's hilarious.
And then they say two guys going, well, I think this. Wait a minute, I think we think the same thing.
Yeah.
What do we do now?
But I will say this. I'll give Stephen A. credit for this because what they did on First Take, then TV News copied all that basically after the fact.
The confrontational, pit people against each other.
So
Well, I mean, this is going back, if you go back 30 years on CNN, they had Crossfire.
Right. PTI, right. I mean, PTI came before First Take.
Well, but PTI is not as argumentative.
It's right, but, it's right, congenial. But First Take, though, is the next logical step in the attention economy.
Because the guy we had on, he was paid... to argue with Hannity on CNN.
Alan Colmes.
He passed away, right?
Yeah.
And he would come on and...
And he never had it. He had no chance.
None.
Yeah.
None.
And he would just...
None.
He was like...
He was like the punching bag.
That's what he said. He goes...
He was like
he
the goes, Washington...
Thanks for having,
he was
goes,
like
thanks
the
for
Washington
having the
Generals.
Professional punching bag
and,
on.
And taking this full circle, Jon Stewart, years ago, went on with the guy you just named, Combs?
Alan Combs.
Combs and Tucker Carlson, and told them that they were ruining news coverage.
Yeah.
That, right. Like, this style of debate. So basically, Jon Stewart broke the ground for Dan Le Batard to complain about Stephen
what
A.
I,
Smith.
What I would say, though, about Stephen A., whether you love him or hate him, first of all, he works his ass off. Yeah,
right. That guy might be the hardest working guy I've ever seen.
Incredible. Okay. Like, he is a freaking machine. So, and by the way, the players, the coaches, the executives, no matter what they say, they're watching and listening to what he says.
Well, the other thing is,
I'll give him a ton of credit for
that. Your very first line was, whether you love him or hate him.
Right.
That's the whole thing.
Right.
Whether you either love him or you hate him. Right. And that's what great personality is.
Howard Cosell, every bit of research they did on him was 75% of the audience hated him.
Yeah.
And that was his popularity.
Right.
Because everybody wanted to tune in to see what he was going to say next.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you're off and running. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing.
So I love Stephen A., but I think Dan, again, two things can be true at once.
Correct.
Dan could be right about, hey, you took nuance out of the sports
conversation. Well, he also said, too, part of the problem is the people, because Stephen A.'s popularity, first with Skip Bayless, now the current version of First Take, it spawned imitators. And he's
no question.
The problem is none of them are as good as you, Stephen A.
The imitators are not as good.
Correct. Right. Exactly. Right. He was more complaining about the watered-down version of Stephen A. Than Stephen A. himself.
There's a lot of Stephen B.'s.
Yes.
So
what are you going to argue about today? Do you have a good argument planned for the Shedano and Castro?
We don't, actually. We're just going to, we're going to get knee-deep into the Lakers today. I may even take calls.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, you better hope Bergman's not producing.
Yeah, he's not. He's not. I may even take... Laura, get ready. I may take calls today.
Whoa.
When was the last time you took calls?
I mean, it's been a long time.
Right?
I've tried to get him, but
it's been a long time. I mean,
what about McMenamin?
No,
you got McMenamin on?
No McMenamin today.
What about Nick?
No, our Dodger guy, Blake Harris. He's our guy.
I love the Blake Harris
story.
He's
good.
He's great.
He's really good. Yeah. You read his Substack?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a great
Cappy
guy.
Cappy won't subscribe. He's too cheap.
Yeah.
It's 50 bucks for the year.
50 bucks for the year is a good deal.
Well, he figures you're doing
That's less than $5 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Cappy won't do it. He's that cheap. Kid comes on the show every week. Gives us great information.
How old is Blake Harris?
He's got to be like late 20s, early 30s.
Oh, so kid.
Yeah.
Not kid.
No, he's like a child, though, compared to me.
Compared to you.
Yeah, and definitely you guys.
Compared to me.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Exactly.
So lots of stupidity. Calls, maybe?
Maybe some calls. The last time we took calls, we had a guy named Kitty Cat call in, and he drove me nuts. And I was like, we're done taking calls.
Well, you can always hang up on him.
I know, but I actually liked fighting with him. It was it was good.
We should take your call tomorrow.
Call?
Wait, it's Friday? Open line
Friday. Wait, you have a thing where you can now take calls?
But no, Mason and Bergman don't like calls and don't like guests.
Right.
So when Mason's not here, I shove him down Bergman's
throat. But didn't you say you had an agreement? I thought I heard this a few weeks ago.
When Mason wasn't here.
Oh, when Mason's not here, you can take
it. Open Phones America.
Okay.
Yeah. No, tomorrow, Bergman, we're going to take a call, one call at 2 o'clock.
Okay. What?
One call at 2 o'clock.
Is it just a random call or
whoever's the first caller?
Kitty Cat.
No, somebody who's good.
The first caller at 2 o'clock, and they get to get open phones, whatever they want to talk about.
Okay, there you go.
At 2 o'clock.
Close it at 2 o'clock. I'm going to open up the phones.
And whoever the
first caller.
Yeah, Mason just literally just closes his eyes and picks the button.
Picks the button.
Yeah,
I like it.
Whatever pops up. All right, coming up next for you, lots of stupidity and other stuff. Maybe some calls as they dig into the Lakers a little bit here. Shedano and Cap show. Andy sitting in today.
Maybe Marcellus will show up. Clipper City, Chipper City.
Right. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 1. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.